these are things that I corrected, and I, every semester I teach a freshman class, mm-hmm. and I can say that I correct that 10 times in every set of papers.
I'm sure. Then
and that we're all local here, practically. You know, this is an urban university.
Mm-hmm. What is made of flour and baked in a loaf?
In my childhood brain, I certainly don't say that now. Mm-hmm. Notice, well, I go to the baker's and buy a bread, mm-hmm. not a loaf of bread, mm-hmm. which is, I think, rather localized.
What are some other kinds of bread made with flour?
Oh, well, in New Orleans, the shape has a good deal to do with it. You can get twist loaf, cabbage loaf, cap loaf, pan bread, poor boy, sometimes called flute, if it's smaller, pistolets, frog loaves, then the ordinary French bread, which is the kind that's like a poor boy, but wide in the middle and narrow at both ends. Mm-hmm. You want me to describe those for you? Or is it worth
it? Well, it probably would take more time.
Yeah. Those are all white wheat breads with crusts, except for the pan bread, which is in what we would call in French pain américain, which is, in other words, the sliced bread, unsliced. Well, sliced bread is a modern thing, you know. Mm-hmm.
Is it pan bread? Is a loaf of bread?
Well, the kind of bread you can buy in any grocery store in America was called in my childhood pan bread. Mm-hmm. It was baked in a pan, and it was soft, mm-hmm. and you sliced it for sandwiches and so on, like any other American. Mm-hmm. But of course, I think we consumed, as I recall, 5 loaves of French bread to 1 of pan bread when I was a child in the household, which included the household help and so on. Daily, mind you.
Do they make things of cornmeal at all here?
Yes.
What would you call breads made of cornmeal?
Cornbread and corn muffins. Mm-hmm. Probably the corn muffins are more common, and that's really grassroots kind of cooking. And mm-hmm. those old-time black people make it by putting as much as 1/4 inch of rendered hog fat at the bottom of each muffin tin. It's the greasiest thing in God's earth. But corn pone is strictly out of books or comic books or
ever hear of a corn dodger?
Yes, but only in books.
How about corn dumpling? Mm-mm. What about the little one that's got onion and peppers and is fried with fish?
Came into my consciousness as an adult. Mm-hmm. It's very commonly served in New Orleans restaurants now. Mm-hmm. It's really Anglo-Saxon, mm-hmm. not Creole or Cajun. Mm-hmm. And we call them hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were contrasting the kind of bread that was made at home and the kind of bread you'd buy at the store, you'd go...
Well, in New Orleans, there's very little tradition of home baking. Mm-hmm. Most people didn't want to have the heat or the danger of mm-hmm. fire of an oven, and there were many... Actually, the bakers were almost all Germans here. This is a, mm-hmm. you know, this is a town where your origin determines your job, and if you're an Italian, you have a grocery store, and if you're an Irishman, you have a saloon, and, mm-hmm. and if you're a German, you have a bakery. Did you read the Confederacy of Dunces?
No.
You ought to while you're doing this. Mm. Well, you know, the one that won the Pulitzer Prize 2 years ago, the comic novel about New Orleans.
Mm. I have not, no.
And the mother says, go down to the Germans to buy some cakes for dessert. And she means, of course, the bakers. Mm-hmm. But the term German, a dago shop, is a place where you buy oysters, for example. Mm-hmm. And there's a good deal of that sense.